Welcome back to the Detroit Golf Club for the first round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Doing a remote out here. It's fun to do. We're interacting with people. It's a lot of work. Dave Rieger and Ray Teplin, just the kingpin here. It's a lot of work to set these up, and so appreciative. Ava DiMaggio is here. It's good to have her, as well as Mike Parsons and Danielle Mason. Great to have you in the studio making sure all of this sounds good. And then Kathleen Borski, we've got her here as well, who just does an incredible job with everything in Detroit. Thanks so much. The Rocket Mortgage Classic is, and Rocket Mortgage is, so proud of the partners that we work with on a daily basis. Human IT opened up about a year ago on Livernois, and the work that they do is just incredible. Laura Graneman and our team in the Rocket Community Fund has worked very closely. Most all of our equipment and technology goes through the Human IT store. And if you haven't been out there, it's something that as a company you want to be aware of, as a user you want to be aware of, because it really links need with availability. Joining us now is Jake Arnes, the IT store manager and supervisor, as well as Cynthia Jackson, a Detroit resident who knows Human IT very well. Both of you, it's great. Jake, it's great to have you on.
Yep, thank you so much.
And Cynthia, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. I'd like to start with you, Cynthia. I've been around Human IT. I know about the program. I know the good that they do and where the source. How did you become aware of the Human IT store?
I learned about the store from the news. I needed a new computer, and they were able to give me a very affordable device that meets all of my needs. I've come back to buy other devices, and the staff are very welcoming and kind. I enjoy spending time at the store. I use this computer for paying bills, supporting my job, and so much more. It's an important part of my daily life.
And Jake, when you hear that, that has to make you feel good that you're able to make that link between equipment that is available for you to turn it around and really make a difference in people's lives. Tell our listeners what Human IT is all about and how it's grown in just 1 year.
Yeah. So, getting to work with customers like Cynthia, you know, and help bridge their digital divide and meet their digital needs is just such a great feeling every day, you know, especially, you know, as coming from a very strong retail management background. It's like, it's a very unique, you know, form of like retail where I'm doing, you know, I'm doing good, you know, for the community and giving back, you know, and also going towards a cause. So Human IT has been around in Detroit since 2019. We originally came here just trying to bridge this whole divide because the connectivity rate of residents to internet and to devices was super, super low. And we've raised that like completely in the last 4 years of just our work. And then we opened up the retail store on 7 Mile on the Avenue of Fashion last year. And, you know, we've been connecting Detroiters to new devices and providing them digital literacy skills and low cost, low cost items. And then, and then also we offer like a really great, like, you know, 1 year warranty program on our devices and our computers too. That's completely free. So
that's amazing. Cynthia, I'm sure that focus on customer service, the support is important to you. How has the experience been working with Human IT when you have questions or you need help?
Well, just like Jake mentioned, the free warranty is amazing because most of the stores make you pay for that. That's an extra fee. And I like that there's a place where I can come to when I have questions. You don't have to wait on the phone or deal with a lot of different people. Also, it's right here in the neighborhood, so I can just ride my bike or take the bus. They're also very helpful and kind, and I really enjoy visiting the store.
That's just amazing. That's awesome. Jake, talk about the process that someone goes through. Do you market it? Do you promote it? If folks hear about it, how do they become a client, a customer, a family member of Human IT?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, first we want to understand what the customer's need is, whether it's more reliable internet or a low-cost device for paying bills. So we offer higher-end products too, like Apple laptops for customers who might need something for like design or video production. But once we've assessed that customer's need, we see what benefits they might be eligible for to reduce the cost of the device. Many people don't know they qualify for certain discounts based on factors like income or whether they are a student, you know, with Detroit Public Schools. And then again, to touch base on, you know, we offer a free one-year warranty on the products and a free one-year of the tech support, so our customers can get the attention they need. And then we'll even provide 30 minutes of tech support for devices that people didn't buy from our store, usually just enough time to diagnose the issue. And if someone does have a question, we try our hardest to answer and provide them, you know, a solution.
Jake, I want to ask you a follow-up question, then Cynthia, I want you to kind of respond on how maybe this impacted you and your family. But when COVID hit, everybody was scrambling. Everybody's life changed. I think one of the things that we really step back and look at is how are our team members, how are Detroit residents going to deal with what was becoming a threat through the pandemic of not being able to be around people. So all of a sudden, connectivity through education, job search, healthcare, all became an online component. And the importance of that connection is, one, having internet access, two, having the equipment necessary to accomplish those type of searches or things you want to do, but maybe most importantly is having the education of which how to make it all work together. Jake, was that something that was overwhelming to you? Because it sure was to many of us of getting ramped up and being able to connect.
Yeah, so, you know, what I noticed, like, with the pandemic and everything is that it forced the world, and then especially, you know, when we were focusing on Detroit, it forced everyone to go digital and to have to use devices. And a lot of people had never really been around computers. So they have this, like, very, you know, feeling very, like, overwhelmed and almost just kind of scared and intimidated by technology. But what, you know, what I really love doing, like, doing my work here is to make people feel less intimidated and just show them that, you know, these computers and these devices and these tablets can do so much, you know, good and just, you know, really just kind of streamline life, like, a lot better. So, you know, that's how I kind of think, you know, going from the pandemic of where everyone had to all of a sudden get tech into, like, where we're at now, where everyone, you know, trying to get everyone on the right side of the digital divide.
And Cynthia, I'm an old guy, so I know I struggled through some of that process. How about you and your family? Was that a challenge, that moment in time when the pandemic became reality?
Yes, it was a challenge because my computer had all of a sudden stopped working, right when I was in the middle of trying to look for information for my mom to help her pay her bill, because she's not computer savvy at all, you know. A lot of older people are not used to using a computer, so they kind of, you know, need a little help. So I try to keep computers around to help with that. And like I said, when I saw them on the news, and my mom had noticed them as well, and she had iterated that she saw them also, I should go check them out. And when I went out there, I noticed that they're, like, extremely helpful because they understand everybody literally doesn't know how to use a computer. And they have many different varieties of computers, too.
I can relate with your mom. I believe I can relate with your mom in a big way. I can't thank you enough. Cynthia Jackson, Jake Arnes, thank you so much for telling your story. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having us on.
Yep. We'll be back on Focus right after the top of the hour with the CEO of Rocket.